You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are visiting with Sharon Farsi-Johnny, the CEO and co-founder of Dessert 35 Fragrances, a customizable perfume for all occasions. Sharon, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Pleasure to be here.
So Sharon, to kick things off today, what made you start Dessert 35 Fragrances?
I started the company on a very personal journey because, well, first of all, I wanted to create something that meant something. And for me, that meaning was really being authentic and unique and really being who I am in all the dimensions of my life. And one thing led to the other. So when I left my previous employer, and I used to work with Martha Stewart, I wanted to somehow express myself. I wanted to express the different parts of who I am, you know, the Meg Ryan in Sleepless in Seattle, or the Angelina Jolie in Tomb Raider, you know, all these different variations of who I am. And one thing led to another, and I realized that I could do that within the world of scent. And that's how we came up with this platform that you can customize your own fragrance based on a personality and mood that you're going towards. And it took on a different layer when we did it for weddings. But the latter part, the second reason why I wanted to is I didn't want, you know, going to various jobs and getting a good steady paycheck and living. It was great. I was stable. But there was something more to it. Every day I hopped on the bus, I would see people trying to make a living. I said, there's more to this. I need to make a life. I need to make that paycheck shine in a way that is meaningful to me. And that's the reason why we created it. Now, the really fun part is that I was a bridesmaid at one of my girlfriend's weddings, and she suggested for me to create gifts. One thing led to another, and I said, why don't I use my perfume company? Because I had a perfume company. It was 1 year old at the time. And we started making bridal gifts for weddings, for the guests. And it just spread like wildfire. So we customized fragrances for newlyweds, and we do weddings, we do sweet 16s, birthdays. And it's a really great way to keep the memory, and it's customized. It's for them. We engrave the bottles, and it's stronger than any photo or video to really capture the moment. So you capture the moment. It's customized. It's an extension of your creativity, and it's a really special and unique gift. So in a nutshell, that was from start to where we are right now.
Certainly most exciting details there. Now, what is the detailed process behind Dessert 35, and how did the process come about?
So we initially start off everyone that wants to create their signature scent for whatever occasion it may be. We start off with a 15-minute complimentary consultation. In this consultation, we inform them. We inform them about the process, the timing that it takes. It takes 2 months for a perfume to be created because we don't use anything that's pre-made, and the pricing. And then we schedule a 60-minute perfume personality and mood quiz consultation. And after the 60 minutes, we send the results to our master perfumer in our factory. He creates 4 scents for our couples. And then we send it over to the couples. They choose which scent they want to go forward with. And then when we get it back, the results, it goes into a 2-month production process. And the perfume is delivered in luxury boxes and packaging. We engrave them with their initials, with their wedding date, birthday, bar mitzvah date, whatever they want. You know, that makes it just more memorable, unique. And it's their signature scent. It's their wedding signature scent. It's their, you know, we just did a baby shower. It's the birthday signature scent. And anytime they want to recreate it, we could recreate it. So we're really focused. It's really my prime intention to be to be on the side of my customers, you know, to have customer satisfaction. We make the process fun. It's easy. It's enjoyable. And at the end, we want them to walk out the door with a big smile. And we serve both men and women. So we create both perfumes and colognes. And yeah, so that's our process.
So Sharon, how do people find you and how can they buy your products?
So the process is really simple. They just go to the website. There's a contact form. They fill out that form. And then the team gets in touch with them and we schedule the 15-minute consultation and then the 16 minutes is scheduled soon after. Another unique part that I forgot to tell you, I'm also an author and we just did a memoir. I just wrote my memoir, and coinciding with my memoir, there's a collection of four fragrances that we created that symbolize myself and my discovery, my path of self-discovery while changing challenging times while I was a female in Iran. The fragrance is based on emotions from the book, and that makes it really unique. They're natural. They're infused with poppy oil, which is my name in Persian, which it basically entails of, you know, a female self-discovery journey.
And how cool is that? Today we're joined by Sharon Farsi-Johnny, the CEO and co-founder of Dessert 35 Fragrances, a customizable perfume for all occasions here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So Sharon, who are your competitors? I would think there wouldn't be many. And what is unique about you and how do you differentiate yourself in the market?
We're very unique in a sense because we don't have anything pre-made and we really go through a personality and mood quiz. And we really, you know, that 60 minutes gives us a lot of feeling of what oils we need to blend for you to get what you are trying to convey from that scent. And afterwards, we have a master perfumer and he's been in the business for so long that he knows, you know, what oils smell like off the bat. So when we give it to him, he blends it for you. He creates the ratios of the oils. He creates which oils based on that quiz, and we make it to your liking. So obviously our competitors are anybody that, any company that creates custom scents. But what's very unique about us is that we really make it very, very customized. And then we engrave it. The personality quiz, the master perfumer, which is, you know, it's a combination of really creating a custom scent and then having the fashion and the science of a master perfumer give it a whirl where we create your signature scent.
And I would say that's about as unique as it gets. Why do newlyweds need to have a wedding fragrance? Get into some of those details.
You know, many couples don't remember the night. They're very focused on the guests. With this scent, when we create this scent, we help them remember their special day and all the little moments that helped create it. We also create scents, you know, for the guests and the bridal party, the mother of the bride, the father of the groom, the father of the bride, and it gives it a great balance. So the guests feel the uniqueness of it, the bridal party feels the uniqueness, and it captures the day. So this goes far beyond the memory of a photo or video, because it's one of the most powerful senses in a human being. And we suggest whether it's a wedding or any special occasion, you really think about incorporating a personal scent because into the evening, it will definitely not only hold the memory, but it's really a gift that keeps on giving. You could always create it. You could always smell it takes you back. And you also created it, so it's like your creativity right there.
And lastly, Sharon, if you had one piece of advice to someone planning an event that they would want to make memorable, what would that be?
I would say to make it about you. You know, make it make it a derivative of your creativity. Those attending your event are there for you. So overall, do what you want to do that will make you happy in every aspect. You know, it's your wedding day. You don't want to keep focusing on the guests and if the caterer is there and the DJ's on time and so forth. You know, it's going to work out. So make it about you. It's an extension of your authentic self. It really makes it memorable. And it's all about, you know, simplicity is beauty. And any way that you want to define that, we help you bring that simplicity and that form of beauty that you want into your scent into your special day.
And I almost failed to mention we have aspiring entrepreneurs tuning in from all over the world. What's your biggest piece of advice for entrepreneurs or someone with a business idea like you had who doesn't know what to do next?
I would say if you have an idea, no matter how small or big you think the idea is, give energy to it and put it into action, because until you do, you will never know if that idea is worthy. And I'm sure all ideas are worthy. It's just a matter of giving it your intention, giving it your energy, and putting it into motion. Ideas are great, but they're not going to do any good if they're, still sitting in your head. You know, they need someone. And if it's in your head, you're that someone. You have to give it energy, and you have to put it out there. And believe me, this has been proven to me on so many occasions. When you put it out there, the right people come up. You know, the right connections are made, the right situations are put forth, and it just, helps bring it forward. Whether it's successful or unsuccessful, it's always a win-win because you learn so much from the process. It's very rewarding.
Sharon, certainly appreciate those closing remarks and advice. Much appreciated. Where can listeners get all the details and shop around on Desert 35 Fragrances?
Sure. You just log on to our website, www.desert35.com, and... if you want to make your fragrance, you just go on the contact form. If you want to explore, that's our website. That's where all the happening custom perfume things are situated.
Well, Sharon, we certainly wish you all the best here at EPN. Continued success, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Sharon Farsi-Johnny, the CEO and co-founder of Desert 35 Fragrances, a customizable perfume for all occasions. And to learn more, simply visit Desert35.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with an app coming to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we do thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.